This podcast is sponsored by Audible. Audible, stay connected, informed, and inspired. Try Audible Premium Plus for 30 days free. Your 30-day trial comes with one credit, two credits for Prime members, good for any premium selection titles you like, yours to keep. With the Audible Plus catalog of podcasts, audiobooks, guided wellness, and Audible originals, you can listen all you want. No credits needed. Go to www.audibletrial.com/entertainmentrants to start your Audible Premium Plus 30-day trial today. $14.95 a month after 30 days. Cancel anytime. Audible, it's time to start listening.
Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola and his fellow ranters as they sound off on the latest movies, TV, and the world of entertainment. Now, here are your ranters for the hour, Marco, Mila, Larry, and Bruno.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, the only show that broadcasts underground from the Honeycomb Hideout. I am your host, Marco Mazzola, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are one ranter short this evening. We thought he was going to make it, but got a little scheduling conflict. And here is our ranters for today. Hello, Larry.
Hey, hey.
And hello, Mila.
Yo.
What's happening, gang? How are you? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk on the first three episodes of Ahsoka.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just the first three. That's all. That's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get this time. Maybe we'll get to the other five eventually. We'll see what happens.
I hope so.
Me too.
I hope so.
At the end. Okay, so let's go around the, halfway around the table, I guess. And
Three quarters.
Three
out of four. That's
75%. There you go. Hey, you're not the math guy, okay? Just settle down. We don't have our math guy
tonight.
Yeah,
but someone needs to fill in.
Someone's going
to
fill in. All right, so, Mia, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on the first three episodes on Ahsoka?
I liked it. I liked a lot of the action. But I felt a little left out while watching it because I haven't seen the cartoon shows,
We talked about this, right?
The other night. Or what was the other one?
Rebels.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched those. And this show, every episode so far, has made me painfully aware of not watching it. And I'm like, okay. Like, it's like, yeah, but you weren't there, though, so you wouldn't get it. Like, that's what it feels like every 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay.
So my question for you, Mila, because this is a prime example when I was talking to Marco about this. You know that there was a Rebels show, right? There was an anime. That's what this all plays off of, right?
Yes.
You know that. Okay,
yeah.
So that, as you're watching this, you're like, shit, you get that feeling of, you're the outsider, right?
Yeah.
If you did not know that there was a animated show that all these references are coming from, how do you feel?
I still feel left out. Like, okay. It's not treating me like I'm brand new.
Right.
It's treating me like I've seen that before.
And that's what I wanted to get to.
Okay. That's what we're talking about the other night.
It's constantly like that, going like, oh my gosh, she's alive?
Every episode is expecting you to have watched.
And like
stuff,
every once in a while in like shows, like the first episode or like a movie just starts, they'll do that. But it's constantly like that, going, well, this reminds me of last time. Remember last time when we were doing that thing?
Remember when we
won that war? You know,
yeah.
Like,
and you're like, what fucking war?
All that
what
stuff?
Are you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking Moth, whatever the fuck it is. And they're like, well, Thrawn's gone, and we know you're just
yeah.
for Ezra.
No, all
and
the
like,
Thrawn
this, like,
shit. It's
you
like,
know, it's like, wow, you really need to have the backstory. And like, I get it. The problem being, you know, we've talked about this before. Stan Lee said every comic book is somebody's first. This show could be somebody's first introduction into Star Wars, and you're completely leaving them out. But the flip side of that is the Marvel problem, where you have now, 15 years worth of history of movies? You can't, in every movie, every TV show, review everything that happened so far.
Like,
you have to be like, okay, this is one giant continuous story, and everything interconnects. So how the fuck do you do that every movie? You're like, hey, we're going to review you on everything that's happened in the last 15 years.
Right.
That's
right.
Impossible. They have to kind of rely on the fact that, yeah, you did see some of this shit, so here's the continuation. Otherwise, you can never have this long of a continuating story.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what this is, right? This is, like you said, this is Clone Wars and Rebels all continuation.
Yeah.
And Clone Wars was how many seasons? It was a lot.
Like, it feels like I missed a season.
Rebels wasn't as many seasons, but,
Rebels was four seasons. This is basically, what I'm picking up, is this is basically basically the fifth season of Rebels because it's a continuation.
It feels
like so much has happened,
and I wasn't there for it.
Right.
You know?
I mean, this is legit a fifth season. They just went live action instead of instead of doing it as a cartoon or anime.
And this, and like the point you were making earlier, Marco, it's like it reminds me of like Doctor Strange. Like there was the first movie of Doctor Strange. It's like very like standalone with like some reference, and then the second one. Like it's, you'd have to watch so much just to understand what the hell is going on.
You're gonna see
like for three quarters of the movie.
Yeah.
Like none of it relates to the first Doctor Strange movie.
No. You have
which
to
is absolutely
other than what's the you know,
ridiculous.
Rachel. Other
you know?
Than that, like pretty much that's it. Other than his, you know, the girl he's trying to be with.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
I mean, Jesus. Well, that's actually speaking of Doctor Strange too. It's what if you didn't see the what ifs.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, that even comes in, too, so it's like, wait a minute, that was like a 20-minute fucking part of the movie was a what-if episode. So actually, probably more than 20 minutes,
Yeah. So
it was absolutely ridiculous. Like,
it does make it does rely a lot on your history if you watch it.
This is not that bad. It's not that bad.
Well, we're only three episodes in.
Truly.
We have enough five episodes to really torture you.
But, man, they, like, I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm sitting there enjoying it, and they go... Yeah, but remember that thing? Or, man, this reminds me of that thing that we did, you
remember
know, back when we did it and you weren't there for it. I go, all right, I get it. Like, even when they go,
I wasn't there for it, fine.
Like, even when
they're busy.
Like, even when they were, like, going, like, flying and shit, and there was, like, the star whales, I was like,
Pergles.
Cool, look, it's star whales. Wow, that's really cool.
Pergles.
And then they go,
Pergles.
Yeah. Pergles.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, we saw them.
But then, like, I was looking, I was enjoying them. I was like, oh, that's cool. What a cool little thing. And then they go, I haven't seen Star Wheel since the last time we saw so-and-so.
Since
and I'm like,
Ezra.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I can't even enjoy the little CG whales that we just passed. I was like, everything.
Even that's reminding you, you don't even catch up enough.
Yeah.
Like, you don't watch enough shit.
Clearly.
No.
Since I've been made so aware of.
It's clearly what they were getting at for you.
Damn.
So Larry, what did you think?
I have very, very, very mixed reviews on this show so far.
Really?
Being that's at three episodes. I know, right? So... what I wanted to do was, I wanted to watch, when we first discussed how we were going to do this, right? I thought, you know, we discussed, hey, you know what? We'll watch the whole thing, and then we'll do a wrap up at the end. And so when I was watching, I was like, okay, that's fine. That's cool. So that's literally what I was going to do. I was going to watch all eight episodes with an open mind, not and try not to critique certain things. You know, and then we decided that we were going to do this. Well, somebody decided that we're going to do this.
Oh,
and
so
I was.
That's my throat. That's just in my throat.
So that kind of threw me off. I was like, shit, I really didn't. Like
I wasn't going to bust his balls.
I know. So I really didn't, like. I didn't super, super take down notes. But there were certain things that I didn't like about it. And then we've talked about it over the course of the last 2 weeks. One of them was the lightsaber battles. Not a fan of them.
Yeah.
They look very choppy, very blocky, very super, super basic. And this is a great point. Hey, Bruno, so what do you think about the swordplay? So, that's horrible. So, when we had talked... when we had talked about, Marco, you even said that the way that they learned, it's because everything was kind of jammed as far as time frame. It's like, all right, listen, we're going to teach you how to do something. And as soon as you're done learning it, we got to film it. So while you're just finishing that, while you're filming that fight scene, you're also learning another kind of fight scene. So I think that
there's
they...
There's so much of it, pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
Right. So like they had to kind of sort of keep it choppy and basic so you know, you can make it for film and remember the parts. So it's like it's a block and then a parry, not a vice versa, because you don't want anybody to get hurt. I was like, all right, fine, I'll take that. But I just think that we've been spoiled by watching the movies and seeing just the fluidity of the old lightsaber battles.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that
insane
were just so
how much
good.
Better they were in the movies.
I mean, they had much more time.
And that's what it is. They had a time.
Not necessarily there's less of them, but
like
they're more
grandiose.
Like, the
prequels ones were so good. Like, so fast.
They're more grandiose, the lightsaber scenes.
Yeah.
So they have a lot more. They
and
have
then,
months and months and months to record.
So
like,
these are just super...
One scene.
Right, so these are just kind of super basic. And I was just like, meh.
Wow.
And I also, so I did watch The Clone Wars. I did watch Rebels.
Yep.
So all the references that they are making, I understand it.
You were there.
I was there for the story. So but right. when I watched
it. So basically,
it,
you need to watch it with Larry and whisper in your ear.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
soft nothings.
You're like, this is a reference to season 3, episode 6.
Yeah.
So, gotcha.
So, I'm glad you said it because that was literally what I was thinking. If somebody's never watched any of the animated stuff, you have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah.
And so this was part of my problem that I had with this show. It's like, I get it, but I've watched all of it. If somebody hasn't watched it, they can be like, I don't understand who Ahsoka is. They have no clue. So, because we watched her a couple times in Mandalorian. Okay, she seems like a cool character. That's Rosario Dawson. I know Rosario Dawson. I'm going to watch the show because the hype behind it. Okay, fine. Now you see all these things and you're like, I don't know who any of these people are. Who the fuck is Sabine Wren? Why is she so important? And then you got that whole storyline.
Yeah.
And then there's certain things that make me think of other shows, and it really, really bothers me.
All right, okay, before we get to the Darksaber talk was the entire trip you took to Starbucks, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll get there in a second.
See, I have such an issue with this.
We'll get there in a second. We're only 11 minutes in. We'll wait till 30 minutes because that'll take up the last half hour, trust me. But what he's talking about is some of the rule breaking, but there's other rule breaking that we didn't actually get to go over before we started recording.
Mm.
Like, they're talking about the separate galaxy, they have like space, basically highways where they can go to separate galaxies, which was one of like Lucas's fast rules, like that was not in existence,
right?
And they're breaking that rule now.
Wait, that's a rule?
It was kind of a rule beforehand, like there's a galaxy far, far away, and there was no contact with other galaxies. Now apparently there has been, and they've been doing this for
a while. They've been breaking a lot of rules.
Right? And now there's like, everybody can use the Force, but you have to be talented enough to do it. Like, because the Force is in everything, in everyone, it permeates everything. Anybody could use the Force, you just have to be talented enough to do it. Anybody can pick up a paintbrush, it doesn't mean you can paint like a Picasso, because you're not talented enough to do it. But you could paint something to put up on your mom's refrigerator, but it's not going to sell like a Picasso will.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's essentially what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I was going to get into that. So, but just before
but
we get to
that was
like,
not a rule either before. But not until the midichlorians came through.
Right, because they needed something to explain it, right?
Ugh.
I know. So that was part of my things, and I've kind of like, I've seen enough things and different people's theories and opinions. So I was like, I kind of got brought around to it. Yep. But overall, for the first three episodes, for what it is, I don't mind it at all. There is a story developing. Again, for me, it's easy to follow because I watched Rebels.
Mm.
And this is literally what it is. It's season 5. And if anybody wants to argue that, you're out of your fucking mind. Like, stop. Like, let's be honest.
Is this season 5?
No, this is season 5.
No, that's what I'm saying. The first episode was like literally like a shot-for-shot remake of the last episode of Rebels.
Really?
Well, yeah, touching the wall, walk out to us. Literally, if you go back, you see the screenshots.
I saw online shots that were similar. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's the last episode.
You mean this
of
whole thing happened already?
Yeah. Right. So in episode, the last episode of season four, it's Ahsoka comes down, and this is in the animated. Ahsoka comes down in her ship, and Sabine is like touching the painted mural, and she turns around, and basically Sabine goes with Ahsoka to go find
Ezra,
Thrawn.
Right.
That's how it ends.
Oh my God.
So when you see that at the end of episode 3. That's the third episode when she gets on and she's like, I want to be your fucking Padawan. And she's
the end of episode 2.
Okay,
two.
At the end, okay. Yeah. So two, that scene is literally the
three
last.
When you start seeing her do some actual training.
Yeah. So that's right. I'm sorry. So that scene at the end of episode 2 is literally the last scene of. The last scene of.
Even just
season 4.
That's fucking crazy.
I thought it was just a little jiggle.
Yeah, no.
I thought we'd do like a little jiggle.
No, because
not like fly at her hand, but I thought it was going to.
No.
I was hoping there was no jiggle. I was like, there better not be a single jiggle out of that cup.
Can't be no jiggle.
I was going to be so pissed.
Her cup don't jiggle, jiggle.
Her cup don't jiggle, jiggle.
Truly.
And then somebody else can finish that song. But overall, like, I don't mind the first three episodes. I really, really don't. I see the story developing. I know where it's been, so I kind of hope it's going in a certain way.
Yeah.
But again, this is Disney, so it's like they love to create parameters and create rules, break their own rules, break their own fucking parameters.
All right, Larry, go for it. Give me some Darksaber talk.
No, we don't have to do Darksaber talk.
All right, go for it.
All right, fine. We're going to do that. All right,
Darksaber talk. He's taking his headphones off.
I can hear that from here. Wow, that's loud.
Yeah, that was loud.
That came that's right through the mic. Machine.
That was clear as day.
That was clear as day.
I've already heard it. I've got the live version. I got the 11 o'clock show. What do you want from me?
All right.
And I haven't.
Okay, Mila, the Mandalorian, he has the Darksaber, right?
To my knowledge.
Okay. He tries to give it. First of all, why was it so hard for him to wield it?
Because it's heavy.
Because it's heavy. Because what?
Because he sucks at using the Force.
Because he sucks at using the Force. He sucks at using the lightsaber. He didn't want it.
Yeah.
Well, neither did Sabine, and she wielded it fine.
Sabine wielded it?
You weren't there for that.
That's how it starts.
No way, really?
Sabine had the Darksaber. She found it. She
was
had
the
Darksaber.
Was this in the show? Or was this in
Ahsoka? This was in Rebels.
Yeah.
No, this was in Rebels. So this is what I'm saying. We've already seen the Darksaber.
You're kidding me.
We've already seen the Darksaber.
No!
Sabine found it after the fall. Darth Maul had it before her. Darth Maul lost it in Dorthamir, where the Night Sisters are. She found it. So now she is the sail. She's the. She was from House of Ren. She rules Mandalore. She has a Darksaber.
Damn.
But she doesn't want it. She doesn't want to wield it. She doesn't want to be the leader of Mandalore. Nothing like that. So she actually originally got trained by Kanan Jarrus and Ezra. They teach her how to use a lightsaber.
Wow.
But she wields it like a motherfucker. Now again, this is a person that doesn't want anything to do with it. But she can wield it very, very well. Do you know how she lost it?
How did she lost it?
She gave it to Bo-Katan.
Gave it?
I repeat, she gave it.
Gave it?
Gave it.
Gave it.
Didn't beat her. Gave it. She gave it to her. She didn't want it.
She and Bo-Katan was like, thanks, Chief.
Well, at first Bo-Katan's like, no, I really don't want it because you are the sole heir. You own it. She was like, look, I want nothing to do with this. Your sister ran Mandalore. Your house ran Mandalore. I want you to have it. You should be the leader. And she doesn't want it, but you know, the other clans are just like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, they kind of sign off on it.
Right.
So that's how Bo-Katan gets it. She then loses it to Moff Gideon, which we saw.
Which,
Moff Gideon then loses it
to
Mandalore. But Mandalore doesn't want it. So why couldn't he just fucking give it to her?
This already happened.
It's already happened. God. So again, you don't know that. But again, you don't know that because why?
That was a one-off. They said it was one-off.
Yeah, it was a one-off.
They were going to do this one time, but don't ask for it again.
So he can't give it to her because they set the rules like you can only win it in battle.
Hasn't this happened?
But that's
before?
This has already happened. She gave it to Bo-Katan. That's how Bo-Katan got it.
I hate this. I hate that so much. So, like the Darksaber shit. Wait, in the show, like the Rebels show,
mm-hmm.
when you had the Darksaber, was it like the when Mandalorian was holding it? It's like heavy and shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
No, so they like invented that for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that turned up in Mandalorian.
So this is part of my problem.
It wasn't. Again, there was never an issue with anybody wielding the Darksaber beforehand.
If you've never watched...
It was like a regular lightsaber who was picking up and started hacking away at it.
So if you never watched the animated version, the animated series, you would not know that. You would not know that the Darksaber was already introduced. You wouldn't know that Sabine already had it. You wouldn't know that prior to Moff Gideon having it, other people had it. Like, they kind of talk about it, how Vizsla, the original Vizsla, he created it. He was the first Mandalore Jedi. But that's all you get, right?
Yep.
So you don't see like the actual history of the Darksaber that was created for us within the animated series. Instead, what we get is Din Djarin can't wield it. It's too heavy because he doesn't want it.
It's too heavy because he's way too overpowered with it.
Right, like he can't handle the burden, or he doesn't want the burden. He doesn't want it, so therefore he can't wield it. But yet, if we watch the Rebels, Sabine had it, she wielded it, fine.
And it's the fact that it's not even like ignoring the Rebels, it obviously clearly kind of wants you to watch Rebels too.
Yeah.
So it's...
I mean, it does want you to go back and watch Rebels.
You know?
Right.
Like, because obviously I feel the way I do being left out.
Yeah.
So clearly they want me to look back, but if I look back, I'll go, wait a minute, huh?
Right, and so that's part of the whole, you set rules, you should fucking follow your rules.
This head's going to explode off her neck. Right. Larry might need to stop.
Yeah, see, but again.
Like, this is ridiculous.
This is a new person that hasn't watched it all. So you're like, wait, what? How the fuck?
Huh?
So, I mean, that's part of it. And the whole of her training, I was just supposed to assume that she did.
What?
That she trained Sabine to be a Jedi?
Oh, you mean in the past?
Yeah.
When she started her training?
Yeah.
Wait, so
I didn't see much of Rebels, did she?
Yeah, no.
Never?
This not
no.
happen?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, no, never in the show. No, the people who taught her how to use a fucking lightsaber is Ezra, which is gone, and Jarrus, which is dead. His spirit got turned into one of the wolves. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Ahsoka never trained her fuck
off. Spirit turned into one of the wolves.
No, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay.
Yeah, so again, it's
she's an anime character
this is a
now.
Show, yeah. So this is a show that literally is a fifth season, and they're just throwing shit at us, and I'm starting to not like it.
The Miyazaki film now.
Hui film?
Miyazaki.
I don't know who Miyazaki is.
Oh, you know, they did like
Spirited Away,
House Moving Castle, all those things.
No.
Oh, fuck, you gotta watch some of these. We'll talk about
really?
That afterwards.
Wait, you haven't seen Spirited Away?
No.
Howl's Moving Castle and all those animes. This is Ponyo and
Marco
all those.
Rosso.
Wow.
Ponderosa?
No.
That's a restaurant.
Ponyo is a great one. There's a
Nausicaa.
Lot of really. Nausicaa, yeah.
That was a good one.
Spirit, yeah. Some really good. We'll talk about it afterwards. There's some really great
anime.
Oh
my god,
stuff.
We should do an episode
Let's
on
Let's talk about
we
shit
should.
That I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's some really good show. We'll have to
no,
catch
it's,
up on
it's
some of them.
It's gorgeous. It's so amazing.
Yeah, there's oh some God. Really...
Actually,
I'm not an anime person, believe me, by a long shot, but, like, that anime is a separate thing altogether.
It almost doesn't count as anime.
It does.
It's like its own art form.
Yeah, it needs to be in its own category altogether, because it doesn't do all
like
that, like...
animation,
it doesn't
soundtrack.
Do all that, yeah, it doesn't do all that bullshit,
dialogue.
Like, mouth, five wide, five stories, nah, and screaming. I hate that shit. But it doesn't do any of that stuff. It is literally... all hand-drawn still artwork. Like, they don't really use a lot
it's
of, like,
gorgeous.
Computer animation stuff like that. It's, like old-school artwork.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
They also get really, well-known names to, like,
voiceover. After they do it, like, in Japanese, like, when they bring it to America,
yeah,
to voiceover, like,
yeah,
absolutely. That's yeah, really pretty. Anyway, I know it's a side tangent, but that's
what
we
right.
do
the
here.
Little,
we do,
the
yeah.
little, speaking of which, actually, the little cat, like, the cat creature that... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of like a few creatures you see. In,
oh
like,
God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's the like
it's cat bus.
The little like or like the dog from Howl's Moving Castle or something with the little like chicken legs or something.
Yeah.
See the fucking fire in Howl's Moving Castle
yeah.
is Billy Crystal.
Wait, oh my God, oh
it's
yeah,
Billy Crystal's voice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Christian Bale is the voice actor for Howl too.
Right, yeah, fuck him.
fuck him, but he sure
fuck
certainly
him in the
is in that movie.
He wrote it on.
Oh Jesus. So, I feel that in Star Wars, this is what they do. And one of the things that I don't like is that they have this story that's already been established.
Was that your timeline? So, Rebels, was that a Filoni thing?
Yeah.
So, he's breaking his own rules.
He's breaking his own rules.
Which is weird for him.
That's really what bothers me about this. They introduce Ahsoka in a live action. I don't mind them creating a story out of nothing because there's really no rules. Like the Mandalorian.
I almost wish
story.
They did.
Yeah, right. They pulled the Mandalorian story out of thin air and they created a story.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. But when you're doing the Ahsoka stuff and there already is a timeline with Ahsoka.
I know. It would almost would have been better off if they didn't.
Right.
Do this, the Thrawn stuff. But then it would have been a massive crowd of people would have been like, what the fuck? You can't just leave us hanging.
Oh, true.
Right.
And not finish the Thrawn storyline. You know what I mean? Because, again, he just goes off of nowhere and you never see him again.
But you know what, though? You know how you could have done it was just stick it to the fucking animated stuff. Instead of you introduce Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, and now we have to do an Ahsoka story. But if you didn't watch any of the stuff prior, you're fucked. You're where you are.
Yeah.
And then it makes you think of writing in their own rules. And I saw something that somebody brought up a great point. We watched six movies of a certain individual. We saw from when he was a little kid until when he died. We saw the rise of Anakin Skywalker, and we saw the fall of Darth Vader. And everything, we never once saw Ahsoka. Obviously because she wasn't created yet.
Right.
The character herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we fill in the blanks in the Jesus years, in the missing years, if you will, the teenage Jesus years.
So, right. So what I don't understand, though, how do you create a character and tie it to such a major person and not reference that person in any of the movies?
Well, you can't go back to do it, but...
So, right. So what I would have liked to see is if you're going to introduce a character, how to attach to somebody fucking else? And I thought about this after
but I don't
the
know,
fact.
I think they did it quite well. I think they skirted around it when they had her, even when on Exegol, she sees him again, when he's Darth Vader.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they kind of have, they have their duel. Like,
they have their duel.
Kind of like the last time they saw each other.
Yep.
And they don't really, like, that was it. They kind of walked away from each
other. Yeah, but
other.
We saw, like, yeah, but episodes 1, 2, and 3, we, Clone Wars,
yeah.
The animated is happening at the same time as the movie. So how do we not see Ahsoka during the movie? Well, because the Ahsoka was created.
But in Clone Wars, the TV show, they kind of got her. They explained it. They explained where she was, and at the end of Clone Wars, you see the flip side of where she is, and it trails right into Revenge of the Sith. When she's basically trying to, basically Rex is turning on her, or the clones are turning on her, and Rex saves her ass, and she gets out of there, and she disappears herself because she realizes, like,
right.
Order 66 is happening, and all of her clones are attacking her,
right.
And she gets the fuck out.
No, I understand all that. But during the Clone Wars, the movie itself,
yeah.
The actual live-action movie,
yeah.
We don't see Ahsoka.
Right.
Why?
Well, I have to go back to the TV show, but I think they explained it.
Okay.
Where she was.
But in the TV show, she was up his ass the whole time.
No, she wasn't. There was a time where she walked away from him.
No, that's at the fucking tail end she walked away from him.
No, she walked away from the Jedi after they tried to
And that's
her.
When she walked away from Anakin.
Yeah, she walked away from the Jedi after she, when they tried to pin her for a murder.
Right.
That wasn't at the end of the series.
Okay.
That was during the series she walked away.
That was really late in the series, though.
Late in the series,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay, that's late in the series. But the whole beginning of the series, she's up his ass. Is she not?
Yeah, she's pretty much in there.
Okay, so how come we didn't see any of her during the Clone Wars movie?
I mean, they don't have to be attached to the hip. There are times, even in the movies, when Obi-Wan's doing something and Anakin's doing something else, not together the entire time.
Right.
And he was his Padawan.
Yeah,
and he sent him off to go do other things. Like, all right, I'm going to go over here. You go over there with Padme and go help her. And I'm going to go over here and do my thing.
Right. But in the movies, they show him separated. And even in the cartoons, they show him separated. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't have the same thing happen. She was constantly up his ass in the cartoon.
You had to fill her in. But there are times, even in the cartoon, he's like, all right, go do your thing. Go do this, young Padawan.
Okay,
go do this.
But she was up his ass 80% of the time. So my point is, if she
was 20% you're talking about? That's the movies.
That's the movie, the 20%?
That's 20%.
It's three fucking movies, two movies I'll give you.
That's 4 hours. That's 4 hours. I mean, I didn't see Mila yesterday for like a long time. We saw her for a few hours, and the whole rest of the time I didn't see you.
This is true. This is factual.
I mean, yeah. Dude, no.
This should count as
a couple hours in the morning, and that was good. No. See you after 1 o'clock. I didn't see you. Till now, that's over 24 hours. I didn't see you. Where the fuck have you been? Could have had a whole movie to have, and you weren't in it.
He's been busy. But again,
a whole movie to have, you weren't in it.
But by attaching Ahsoka to Anakin, the whole, like, such the crux of it, and then not to have her at all during a movie is really bothersome. Now, obviously, the movie itself comes up before the cartoon, the animated series.
Yeah.
So that's where I go, why didn't you connect her to somebody else that was easy explainable? Because now you have the, wait a minute, she was with him when he was a fucking Jedi, when he became, like, she was with him the whole time.
I agree with you.
Are we talking about a plot hole that was in the show or in Ahsoka?
In the Clone Wars show.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
The fact that she's in during the time of the Clone Wars.
Because it's all happening at the same time.
She's Anakin's Padawan, and you see her constantly throughout the show, but you never saw her in the Clone Wars movie or Revenge of the Sith. You never see her in those, because she was introduced as a character after those movies were made.
And I understand.
The show goes back into the Clone Wars TV, into the movie, and describes and tells a lot of the in-between storylines. Mm. And that's where she falls in. I get what he's saying. Obviously, we can't go back. I mean, Lucas, because he's added a lot of fucking characters after the fact.
This is true.
Made Jabba into
an actual slug
during episode 4. It wasn't fucking in it, right? But I get it, and I get what you're saying. However, if you're going to create this character who has such an important role, you have to attach it to one of the main characters. Otherwise, who is she attached to, and why would we need to see her that much? If she's not attached to the two main characters we see through the entire series,
what are you going to
attach to Jimmy Smith's character?
I know, right?
You know, Bail Organa? We barely
I
mean, see him. Oh, there she is from the distance. Hey.
I get that.
Wear Sunblock 10,000 because it's going to get really fucking hot soon.
Yeah.
Ryan blew up.
I get all that.
On Tuesday, 10 billion degrees on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Fucked off.
I get all that.
Soon.
That's a little bit. I get all that. That in order for her to create this character, you have to do that. Like, all right, but again, it's taken the idea that we're all idiots, right? And going, well, I want to create this character, and I'm gonna do it my fucking way, regardless if it ties into the movies or not.
Eh.
And that's the part that bothers me. It's you created this world, and then you told us the rules of said world, but you don't follow me yourself. So now I'm like, well, what the fuck, dude? Like, now I gotta sit here? Like, one of the, I didn't realize till after, like, years later that it really bothered me that the way Star Wars came out was 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
I saw part 4 and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see 1, 2, and 3. They're like, yeah, there is no 1, 2, and 3. I go, what do you mean there's no 1, 2, 3?
Okay, so let's take your theory even further.
Yeah, let's
go for it.
Oh, I know.
Darth Maul.
Yes.
Didn't die in episode 1.
Nope.
He's back in a big bad way for much of the next, like, the series.
And yep.
They put him back together again?
Yeah, they just put him with his mechanical spider legs, and he gets regular legs, and whatever. But you never see him again until Solo, real quick, he's a hologram thing in Solo. But you've never seen him again. Never see him pop up in anything except for the Clone Wars show
and in Rebels. And in Rebels. And that was awesome.
But he's
awesome.
Never infiltrated episode 4, 5, or 6 or anything else. So,
well, he dies before 4, though.
Okay, right.
He dies on
Dothamir, right?
Well, he dies. It wasn't Dothamir. Where the hell was it?
They killed him again?
Well, no, he actually has his battle with Obi-Wan, and he does lose to Obi-Wan, and he actually dies in Obi-Wan.
For real.
For real this time.
For real.
How many times I gotta kill you, motherfucker?
Yeah, he actually dies in Obi-Wan's hands.
Ah, like, gotcha.
Legit dies. So that's why you don't see him in 4, 5, and 6, and I'm okay with that. Right. But again, Clone Wars. Yeah, I would have loved to see him. Right. I mean, that's my favorite character.
You don't see him.
No, and he's just kind of hanging out. Like, I mean, during... Yeah. Fuck.
But the TV show.
The TV show, he's going on.
Clone Wars, he's going on. He's running around in a big bad way.
Yep.
But you don't see him in the movies. I would think in those things going on, he'd probably be kind of a nuisance.
Yeah. I mean,
since he was a nuisance a lot in the TV show.
Yeah, but
you can't go back and reintroduce that.
But they could have
because he was a character in episode 1.
Right, but
he was a character they created before that, and they chose not to, but they said when they got to the show, we're like, hey, let's bring him back.
Yeah, and I was fine with the way that they did it because
I don't think they had plans to bring him back.
Right, but in the cartoon itself, though, he is operating other things. Like, he's not really involved with the Clone Wars themselves. He's off fucking around. He's doing his own shit. So the fact that they don't have him in the movies, I'm okay with, because he doesn't play in any intricate roles. Like, his now path doesn't intertwine with what's going on in the movies. Whereas the Ahsoka being Anakin's Padawan, that directly ties in.
Other than the
in.
Fact that he has a couple battles with Ahsoka.
In Rebels.
Yeah.
Rebels is, again, that's after, Rebels is, I'm trying to think, was Rebels, oh yeah, well, Rebels is before Jedi. Right?
No, isn't it after? Because the Republic is back in.
No, I can't remember. Shit.
I think it's after, because they're already talking the Empire has fallen.
Yeah, so
the Empire is gone and fallen. Like, after the first
Death
Star is blown up, the Empire hasn't fallen yet. Everybody's still around.
He's not in Rebels. She fights him in at the end of Clone Wars.
Yes.
That's when Ahsoka fights him.
Yeah, and then they take him away, like, in that little, almost looks like a frozen chamber, but it's not.
Well, that's when Sidious comes in. So that's when he loses the Darksaber, when Sidious comes down.
Yeah.
And so Sidious gets him and he puts him in a little fucking frozen chamber and fucks off.
Yeah.
He ends up escaping that, and then there's that whole Darksaber story. So that's how they wrote Darth Maul off.
Yeah,
you know. So he had a lot of outside shit that had nothing to do with the movies. And all right, again, it's trying to intertwine stories from
animated. It does get murky. You're intertwining a lot of different shit with a lot of different characters, and you have to make. You don't really have to, but they're making more stories based around all this same story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Based around the Clone Wars, based around the Battle of Yavin, based around Jedi, based around the same time period, right? Basically Anakin's time period into the end of, right, the Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
Like, that section, this saga.
Yeah.
They're trying to fit as much crap in there as they can. How do you do that without almost stepping on your toes every once in a while? I don't think they should be able to, but it's gonna be hard. They're trying to introduce all these other characters and play with the characters you already know. You can't just keep creating new characters. Is eventually people like, I want Luke back. I want Han. I don't want. You know, you're in that time period of Jedi. Why am I not seeing?
But you're the one that's writing the story. If you're the one that's writing the story, you should be able to follow your own fucking story.
You would think.
And that's part of the problem that I have with this. It's not following the story that they themselves have written. I'm like, how are you gonna? I just gotta start changing
the Darksaber
shit.
Stuff. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, the Darksaber stuff, and even with this one right now, I'm like, I'm really, really. There's rules. The whole fucking making everybody a fucking force sensitive now. Everybody can fuck with the force and.
Yeah, it's only if they're talented.
Oh yeah,
and a little wee talent in their pinky, they might be able to do something.
And I've seen how people I've seen how people have written it off, like, well, you know, this is why the Jedi Order, they can sense how they're strong, how strong they are when they're really, really young, and that's why they want them when they're young. Because when you're young, you're really open to the Force. Yeah. The older you are, the harder it is, because now you've closed yourself off to the Force.
That's normal human nature anyway.
Right, yeah, it's a little kid's going to be like, sure, fucking sky's blue, whatever, woo!
As an adult, you're like, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use a kid, so just move that rock with your brain. Okay.
Okay.
As an adult, you're like, nah, it's too fucking heavy. I can't do that. That's not happening. Not gonna
work.
Are you out of your mind? My back is killing me. I'm not even lifting shit. Luke couldn't lift the damn X-Wing out. Yeah, his back hurts. Shit.
So, I mean.
Yeah, we're just carrying little frog around, doing flips, swinging on vines. His back is giving out. But, no, I think, and that part of that, too, bothers me. Like, in episode one, you introduce midichlorians, and you don't really fucking talk about them much ever again. Yeah. A little bit here and there. They're almost like little cells that live inside
it's
everybody.
Anakin's daddy.
Everybody has them, but you have the higher concentration you have, the more force sensitive you are.
Oh.
So the more of them you have, the more you can do with the force.
So it's the force.
It's not. It is, but it isn't. It's like the force was an energy field that surrounded and bind us all together. That was how Obi-Wan described it in episode 4,
yep.
A New Hope. And then we go to episode 1, we go back, and Lucas decides to fuck with it and say, no, it's basically the cells that live inside you, almost like little creatures, right? These little
it's
living.
The X gene.
It's basically like an X gene that people have, and the more of them you have, because Anakin had a high midichlorian count. He did like little, you know, diabetes blood test on his thumb.
So we can diabetes blood test.
Yeah, he held a little thing up to. Yeah, yeah.
Qui-Gon held a little thing. Did you not see episode one?
Was in episode one.
Yeah. When he first meets him, and he realized. That
Phantom Menace?
When he realized that
I've seen it. Just give me a minute.
Qui-Gon realized that Anakin could see the future. That's how he was able to pod race so well. And so he tests him. He takes his little thing. He goes, bleep.
I don't remember that.
And then he sends the test to Obi-Wan. And he comes back. He's like, yeah, he's got a really high midichlorian count. So he's realized he might be the one they're looking for, right? He's the guy who's like the prophecy.
He's the
prophecy, right? He might be the one that they're talking about. So because he had a high midichlorian count, like, then you don't really ever fucking hear about it again. Now everybody is force sensitive, so everybody has midichlorians. So obviously Sabine doesn't have enough because she can't move the fucking cup. She's got two or three running around.
Not only that, slapping
each other on the ass.
Yeah, but not only that though is again on the Rebels show, the cartoon, when she's being trained by Ezra and Kanan there, they realize that if she was force sensitive then, they would have been able to feel it. Just like he did with Ezra. Like, he could sense that he was fucking... He's force sensitive. I could feel it. Didn't feel fuck all off of her.
But did Qui-Gon feel it, or did he just notice it? He didn't feel pretty much that. He just noticed that, like, he can see the future.
Wait.
Like, he can clearly see the future. That's why he's able to pod race so fast, so well, because he can see the future before it happens. So clearly he's force sensitive. So let me test him. Though, yeah, he's got a high midichlorian count, so he's force sensitive. Okay. Let's train him.
Okay, yeah.
So you're fucking with your own shit as to how you decide somebody is force sensitive.
Yes.
I mean, to feel it, like a Highlander can sense another immortals around because he gets a little, or Spider-Man's got a little tingle.
Yeah.
I see you're kind of doing shit, and you must be force sensitive. Let's test you.
Let me diabetes test you.
Let me give him a strip. Strip.
But this is what I'm saying. So we're talking about episode one.
By the way.
What is it?
Get your prick away from me.
Oh, fuck. So here we are. We're talking about episode one and how they sense or whatever about Force.
That's been a long
show in Rebels that was like in season 3, I think. So it's like 15 years have separated the two, 20 years have separated the two, and we've changed the way how we can feel or see or sense if somebody's fucking force sensitive or not.
Yep.
So, but again, we've changed the rules because we need to explain this away.
This makes it easier to explain.
And that's the fucking lazy writing, which I have a huge problem with. Well, and I feel that it's happening more and more often now.
I think part of that is everybody fucking hated the way Lucas described it. Everybody and their mother hated that midichlorian shit. And he got a lot of backlash in the start. They got a lot of backlash about that midichlorian shit. So I feel like anything they do now to it is kind of to wash that away, to kind of hide that under the rug. Like, well, we can't make that movie go away. But let's just kind of wash it out. And we'll do more about these four sensitive people. And the less we talk about midichlorians, the more that kind of goes under the rug and we don't have to deal with it again. Because nobody liked that. Not one fan was like, oh, that makes more sense. Right, okay. It was like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
So if that's the case, if you're going to wash that away, we've had plenty of Star Wars stuff since then, have we not?
Sure.
So you should have started this story that everybody has it fucking 20 years ago, not last week. When we're like, wait a minute, all of a sudden we all have the Force in us? You had 20 years to kind of wash that old shit away.
Well, they've talked about more Force-sensitive people. They've done that. They've done a lot of Force. They were thinking like Finn was Force-sensitive.
Yeah, nobody could figure out why. They're like, why the fuck is all of a sudden he's Force-sensitive? They never, that's in the
thing.
They
really explained it, but like all of a sudden he's Force-sensitive.
Then
you're like,
at
the end of the movie,
it.
You get the kid who moves the broom.
Yeah. Never once do they... Did they explain it, touch it, or nothing? So this is the problem that I'm having. They've had all
Sounds
these years.
Like a Sunday night to me.
Yeah. You've had all these years to explain certain things, and they just didn't. So now all of a sudden you throw this idea, and it's like, oh, I'm just supposed to accept this?
They don't want to make
you
Larry mad.
You fucked up your own rules.
It's too late for that.
It's way too late.
Way too late.
It's way too late. You should see him, everybody. He's standing on the table. He's on the
maybe with one leg.
One leg.
So
he's got a chainsaw.
No, again, I hope that they fix these things. You know, because
are these high hopes or just
they're just hopes. They're not
okay.
High hopes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Just
I do like the story. I really, really do, and I want to see it come to an end. Like whether you bring us her back or not. No, here's another thing too. It's like. There is a Thrawn storyline. Now, unless you read the books, you don't know it.
Yeah.
Unless you watch
the
TV
books.
Show. Exactly. So,
which are generally thought of as not canon.
Right. They're called like the Legends line. But
legacy.
They were,
legend.
Same as the
legacy.
Comics, right? I know about the comics. But
so these were books that were written like years ago. So the Thrawn storyline, that's another fucking thing.
But they're
thing.
Still writing books.
Right. So it's like we had the legacy stuff, then we have the canon stuff, and it's like, well, we're going to take from the legacy stuff, but we're not going to make the legacy stuff canon, so we're going to take the ideas.
Basically, what they've said recently, that everything that's on TV, like the shows and the movies, are canon. Everything else is fun.
Just cool stories.
For fun, it's fan fiction, essentially.
Mm.
So
everything else is fantasy, including comics, although sometimes they reference that stuff. Or like, you know, if you look in the movies and you try to explain what's happening, it's like, oh, because this happened in like Darth Vader. Well, this happened in the movie, and his suit is like this because it happened in this comic book. And it's like, well, you got to pick a road, brother, because it's either on the screen or it's not. Yeah. And if it's not on the screen, you're going to explain it off screen in a comic book. Then that's got to be canon. If it's not,
then you got to tie that in. And that's what I feel that Disney and Star Wars has just done. They're just like, we have this great story. We have some really cool stories. We're just going to throw it at you. And if you don't know what we're referencing, tough shit. Figure it out. Go back and watch the book. Mila, go back and watch Rebels.
No.
Hurry up. What are you waiting for?
No.
What are you waiting for?
No.
Go,
please.
Get it done. Get her done.
There's how many seasons of both shows?
Well, four for Rebels. That's all.
Four was actually, Rebels was a pretty quick watch. I feel that the Clone Wars was.
Clone Wars is
Clone
a lot.
Wars was a
it's
lengthy
a great
watch.
Show.
Great show, but
no,
but
I've heard I've heard like so many good things, but I'm like.
It's lengthy, but it's awesome.
It's
I really,
it's just,
really like it.
It's an investment in time.
But now I almost out of spite don't want to watch it.
That sounds like
I'm like, you know what?
Right?
No, you
like
can't force me to like this. You can't make me watch this
like
just
Mila.
Because you're shoving me off.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
Sounds like you. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Now hold on.
Totally you. Yeah, no, I get it. I get you.
Like
and this is another thing that really
so
fucking
dumb.
Bothers me.
Uh-oh.
And I've seen how it's been written.
Oh. Another thing?
So again, three
but
episodes.
But you're bothered by so few things.
I know. She gets stabbed in the fucking gut with a lightsaber.
It's more to the side, really. Yeah. It's more to the right side.
I know.
Side.
And the same place where Qui-Gon got...
No. He got straight in the middle.
Qui-Gon gets
No, but it's funny how people...
Like dead center, like solar plexus. Like,
and that's,
oh, was it? Oh, yeah.
And that's
yes,
how people
that's
have written it off going, well, you know, the anatomy, you know, the lightsaber, it just must have done all the vital organs. I don't know about you guys, but I saw Qui-Gon put a fucking lightsaber through like four layers of steel and open that motherfucker up.
Like a
you mean
can.
To tell me
like a tuna can
that thing because oh I don't know it didn't any live vital organs
didn't melt her
it
inside.
Didn't melt her whole fucking insides to shits and mush
she's not starting to boil or anything
she went into the ICU for about a day and a half and she was like yeah I'm good to go let's roll what the fuck
I hate shit like that
I mean, supposedly,
a lightsaber,
you've got like
on.
An almost
supposedly,
completely
like,
impenetrable
school,
weapon.
Goes, the old school version of lightsaber is like you use it, but as it cuts you, it cauterizes you because it's so fucking hot.
See,
it
that's
cauterizes.
What I was thinking.
Okay,
that's
then
how
there
I
should be a fucking hole.
Yeah.
Then it should have cauterized into a hole.
But
a
don't forget,
big
it's,
open hole.
But don't forget, it's Star Wars medical technology. Luke has a hand, a fully functioning fucking
but
hand.
It's a robot hand, though.
But it's covered with skin. You can't tell.
Okay, but
yeah,
still
but
a robot hand.
But he's built different. Clearly, you don't
know. Anakin has a robot hand, too.
He's a whole robot now. But
well,
yeah,
but we saw him. He got
robot.
His hand chopped off. Robot hand.
Yeah, but Luke's was better because it was further on in the years in technology. Anakin's was like all fucking robot and just put a glove over it. Luke had an actual skin cover
so,
hand.
So, I mean, it would have been better off.
I can believe like the medical.
Right, but I would have been happier if they like. Yeah, I mean, I would have been happier if like one of her hands got cut off and then they replaced with another hand. Like, okay.
I don't know, man. They've cut off a lot of hands. They've kind of used that one a little bit a couple times. That one's kind of
gone to the hand cut off well a few times.
All right. So I will take that.
This universe?
No. I
just have a stash of hands somewhere.
Again?
What's
man,
these people
stop
losing, some...
losing
hands?
How many is this now?
But I would have been.
That's
would've...
it. I'm cutting
you think
you
these
off
hands
there,
grow
buddy.
On trees, motherfuckers?
No, we just build them in the backyard.
Yeah, right.
I would accept that a little bit more than she got stabbed in the fucking gut with a lightsaber.
I'm with you. I'm like, oh my god, did they just fucking kill her? There's no way to bring her back after getting run through with a fucking
she's
lightsaber.
She's run through with a lightsaber.
Back in the ICU. I'm like, oh, she's fine. Well, great. We're moving on.
Like, and again,
clearly,
the fuck
you don't understand.
Like,
not even a back to tank when you need one.
Nothing. That's all.
Damn it.
I'm like, oh my god.
Missed opportunities.
Back to tank. Larry's gonna flip
and
the TV.
And then flashbacks to explain everything.
I think
missed just, opportunities.
I just think Larry's got a new TV. He's gonna fucking throw it out the window. A back to tank.
Another one. Oh,
no. That's it.
No, just I mean, look.
I go to Best Buy.
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
I
shit,
saw
did
that.
Did they show a back to tank? Yeah. Yeah, they did.
I mean, come on, dude. Like, but seriously, like, they run her through and it's nothing? No? She's still good? All right. Good for you. Atta Peppa.
That's it. She's like, that's all they did. Put a little salt on
hop
it. You're
to,
fine.
Hop to, yeah. Come on.
You know, little.
You got shit to whatever. Do. Come on.
Some Neosporin. Some cream.
Yeah, what are you still doing here? Come on.
That's it. Little Neosporin. She's fine.
I mean, it's so.
Andy would have been running around.
And it sucks because I know that those are small things to like really pick on.
Bitch, move it. We need the bed. Move it.
Up and at him. Up and at him.
Let's
go. Let's go.
We need the bed. We need the bed.
Listen, that's like real life.
The guy down the street lost his hand. Let's go.
That's legit real life. Like, don't go to a hospital. They're like, oh, yeah, you're good. You're like, I only got one leg. Yeah, yeah, but it'll grow back. Come on. We need the bed.
Hop off.
Insurance is only covering you for 3 days. Come on. Fuck off.
Let's go. Yeah, hop off. Is that too soon? I'm sorry.
You know, it was small like things that really bother me, but it's again it's part of the thing that really fucking bothers me about these shows. It's, you know, Disney Plus just and it seems like it's just with the Star Wars stuff is they really muddle it up with just extra shit that they don't need to use or
it's like they don't watch their own shows.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, I got this great idea.
Like let's ask someone who's never seen the movies to write this or something.
Yeah.
And just use certain things as
like
references.
It feels like okay. That's how they watch, like they make their shows. Is like, well, let's just pretend none of it happened. And then here's some concepts, here's some characters, and go nuts.
Just run with it. Yeah. Again, so it's like with you,
we will give you no context.
We're gonna give you no context and just here. So that's why I asked you, like, if you didn't know that there was a show, how would you feel? And you was still said, I'm still fucking lost.
Because they didn't even do proper like character introductions either. Like they don't describe who anybody is. For like the
it's almost like
in the
it's the middle of the story.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
They start
usually,
in the middle of the story.
Like a smart way to introduce characters that might have already been met before is you meet someone new. you introduce someone new and tell them, you know, who all these people are. But everybody knows each other already.
Yeah.
Everyone's been through it. Everyone's had their own story. And they don't need to tell, they don't need to talk about it because they already understand and they know that you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, no, I don't. Have you, please? What if I ask really nicely?
Can you help me out a little bit?
Like, not even a little bit. It's like I was thrown right in the middle of the deep end. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you asking me to do here?
I mean, what if you didn't have anybody as a reference and you just saw this Ahsoka character? You don't even know, like, you don't know who Ahsoka is. All you know is if you watch Mandalorian, that was the first time you saw the live action. All you know is that Ahsoka knew Anakin.
Right.
That's it. Because she says, I knew his father. So, okay, so if you're watching Mandalorian, you've never watched any of the cartoons, right? They're like, yo, what the fuck? She knew Anakin Skywalker? We all know who Anakin Skywalker is. We're like, oh my God, who is she?
Yeah.
And then that's all you get really out of her.
Right.
Until her own series. So if you don't follow, if you haven't followed any of the outside stuff, you have no idea who she is. You see her for the first time in live action during The Mandalorian. You're like, who the fuck is she? She knew Anakin Skywalker. She referenced him as Anakin.
Yeah.
So she must be old school, but who is she? And then we see her in this.
And you will never, ever find out.
And it's not
Don't even bother asking.
And it's not her come up. It's right after, and you're like, what the fuck?
There's already We're in the middle of a season or something.
Yeah, and you're did I miss something? Is there other episodes?
Yeah.
And again, that's how I felt when I first watched episode 4. I was like, I can't wait to watch 1, 2, and 3. Oh no, you gotta wait 20 fucking years to watch episodes 1, 2, and 3. What?
Yeah.
It's like, even if we get around to it. Even if you've seen Mandalorian and Boba Fett, like you've been catching up with those ones, Obi-Wan.
Yep.
Even still, it's like, they still treat you like you haven't seen it, like that you've seen.
You haven't watched the animated stuff? What is wrong with you?
I'm like, dude, I already watched all your shows.
You don't put out animated shows?
That hasn't even come out recently.
You ungrateful cur.
That's what it feels like. I'm like, please, please let me in on what's going on.
What's the joke? Please, I don't know it.
May I have some more?
And they go,
more?
No.
Oliver.
Watch our animated shows.
And I was like, please, please.
So that is, I mean.
It's such a pain in the ass.
I find that to be a huge problem. And I've seen them all. And I'm like, you're not opening the door for somebody new to come into it and go, ooh, I want to see more of this. Because if I was walking into this after the third episode, if I was walking into this completely blind, if I didn't have to do a podcast about it, if I wasn't involved with like other people that follow like the Star Wars stuff, like if I wasn't that interested, I'd probably never watch this again.
Yeah,
I would have been done at the episode and go, "There's nothing here, really."
Yep.
Because there really isn't. There's not.
No, it's all leading to the ending with not much meat now.
Yeah,
the meat was in the past.
Yeah.
The meat's in the past that we have. That if you didn't see it, you're fucked.
Yeah,
exactly. And yeah,
we're just waiting for the end to see if they get Ezra and when we might see Thrawn again.
Yeah, and that's
but
it.
Like the lead up to it is kind of like, there's not a lot happening.
Right.
And the last episode was mostly her on the ship training.
Yeah, I finally agreeing that. I want to be trained. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah.
With her haircut.
Yeah, she cut her hair.
Yep, which I now know is the original cut.
Yes, which is the original cut. So she went back to it.
Yeah.
So she let her hair grow out.
Even her haircut, she goes, it feels more me. Like, I'm supposed to know.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't see the drawing on the wall.
I was like, the haircut, too? God damn it, guys.
Even the haircut. All the way down to the haircut.
From the fucking whales to the haircut.
Yes,
you should have. You assholes. Even to the beginning plot.
Yes.
God damn it.
She sounds like me. I love it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was online too, and there was apparently like a theme like bit in the soundtrack too that like kind of called back, and I was like, "Fuck! I can't have anything."
Nothing for
y'all
you here.
Can't give me anything new.
Nothing, what the fuck is this?
Nothing for you here.
Like even the cat. The cat was Ezra's.
Even the cat. When I saw the like cat. Mural and there's a bunch of cats, I was like, "Fuck you."
There's nothing
literally
for you
there's
here.
Not a single scene that wasn't like already a thing.
Yeah.
I can't get any wins here.
No. Again, and this is why, and I have to stop using that word again. I do it all the time. But
transition word.
I know, right? It really is. I'm so sorry.
To add on to.
But this is what we're saying. Like, this is a story that's already, it's just a continuation. It's at episode 5 of Rebels.
Yeah.
It's a live action. They rolled right from episode 4 to episode
and
5.
And goddamn, I mean,
season
feels
5,
like
rather.
It.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a problem I have. It's they're pulling stories, and I don't mind when they create a story that's never, like The Mandalorian, great story. You pulled it out of nowhere and you created a story. And I'm okay with that. Granted, there were certain things that we're all like, ooh, wait a minute.
Well, until the end of season 3.
Right.
When it wasn't really but the he Mandalorian, one, it was the she Mandalorian, yeah, by the end of it. And that's fine, but it led us down a road we didn't start on.
We didn't start on, and what the fuck?
That's not the show I signed up for.
Right. And so, like, we know the beginning, we know the end, we know where all these stories eventually have to end up. And that's the problem, that when you've set these parameters, and when you're going, okay, this is after episode...
No, do we?
This is after episode 6, before episode 7.
That's I'm talking about Mandalorian.
I don't give a fuck about Mandalorian anymore.
Okay, well, there you have it. But I mean, like, until the end of season 3, I still did.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was just kind of be like more of it, and like, we don't ever have to know, or we don't need to know his ending. We don't know where he ends up. We've seen the rise of Skywalker, but that doesn't mean that's the end of him.
Right, I mean,
he could still be toting around the galaxy somewhere for all we know.
Which I'm cool with. Like, if they create like a new 3-movie set and they bring him back,
yeah,
fucking ain't cool. But the way that they wrote him off is he's just gonna be a fucking space cowboy and he's a space bounty hunter with Grogu. Yeah. Thank you. Now you come back if you want to reintroduce
him.
That
could be an interesting show. It's Kung Fu. It's an interesting show.
I mean.
It's an 80s show.
I'm Space Cowboy.
It's, you know, it's Gunsmoke. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just a retread of, I mean, that's literally what Star Wars was, right? Space Cowboys.
Yeah.
So now we have the Space Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, it's Bounty of the Week. I mean,
Bounty of the Week. I mean, okay.
He's Dog Bounty Hunter. Just better hair.
Much better hair. I mean, yeah, if they want to go along that route, okay. But as far as like a quote unquote story, I don't need that anymore. Like, if you want to do a baddie of the week, okay, I'd watch that, sure.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't need it to tie into anything, though.
I would like to see his story go off the Bo-Katan story, like, get away from that.
Yeah.
Let them do other stuff with her own show or something.
Which I don't think that they fucking need to anymore.
No, not really. I mean,
we got the back half of...
To some degree, we don't know what happens, right, after that with Bo-Katan and the rest of the Mandalorians, yeah, do we?
No.
So, like, there's...
We don't see them in episode 7.
Right, really we don't...
what happens to them.
Well, some people do. Some people really like Mandalorians. Yeah, no, I do, but, like, it'd be nice to know what happens to them at some point. But
yeah,
with Din Djarin and Grogu, I'd like to know where they end up, right? We have the next 3 movies, and Grogu's nowhere to be found.
So,
but he's essentially a very powerful Jedi, or could be. He's a very powerful force user, I should say.
He's not a Jedi.
But he's a very powerful force user who we never see again.
Today he's very powerful. If you don't use it, you lose it. And who's training him? We've talked about this. Who's training him? Din Djarin? Din Djarin's not a Jedi. He can't train him how to be a good force user.
No, he can't train him to be better than he is, no.
So... if that's the best he could do is...
So the sad part is you'll have this character who never gets any better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, it almost to the point where because we never see him again, you kind of have to. You kind of have to leave him where he is because we never see him again.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever help in the fight being such a powerful Jedi. Right. He doesn't come back.
I mean, he'll be a wicked short bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Who...
bites ankles off.
That's it. Who...
Many a flesh wound. So...
who may or may not... be a force. I mean, yeah, they kind of leave that kind of wonky a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if they do like a baddie of the week, I wouldn't be that bad. And then somehow
there's a lot of ways they can go with this show if they choose to.
And here's the thing too, right? Grogu's species, they live fucking forever, right? Like we did the math.
Yoda was over 900 years.
So we did the math. So
Yoda was over 900 years.
Yeah. So if they bring him back. Into the next series,
yeah,
you technically don't need Din Djarin.
No,
because I mean you could kill him off.
He could be old and
or just really old and chilling on his decrepit fucking rocker on the front porch there, like how we saw. That's how we got left.
Whittling a darksaber.
Yeah, right.
Whittling a fucking darksaber. Still really heavy. Can't fucking use it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they could bring Grogu back that way if they really really want to, and I'd be okay with that. It's like, oh, okay, where's he been? But that's a story that they've created out of nothing, and you don't have to tie it into anything. With Ahsoka, you've added this character to a timeline that we all know into into things into that's what I'm looking for to.
Well, there's a lore behind what's going on.
There's things that have already been established that she is a part of. So you have to follow that. So we know where this all ends. So
I guess it's one of those things where, like, yes, in where she is, we've seen movies. We got Jedi. Then we have the next three.
Yep.
So far, we know she's still alive. We don't see her dead yet.
Yeah, and
it'd be really weird if they kill her off. I think, you know, kind of like I said in Walking Dead, if they killed off Daryl, it'll be the same sort of fan reaction because she's such a fan favorite. If, like, the end of this season or next season, somebody, at some point they kill her off, people will fucking revolt and flip the proverbial Star Wars table.
Yeah.
So the point becomes, where was she during Force Awakens and all this and Last Jedi
and
Rise of Skywalker? Where was she?
But here's the thing, though.
Especially where we see her interact with Luke.
With Luke.
In Mandalorian. So she knows of Luke. She knows Luke is, Vader's Anakin's Vader's son.
Yeah, so that's she knows all this.
She never comes and shows her face. During those movies, where was she? What was she doing?
They really, really need to explain this shit hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, bad. I don't know.
I want to hear some bullshit, Captain Marvel excuse.
Yeah, I don't know how her...
I was busy taking care of all this shit in the galaxy. Yeah. This is the worst threat. You fucking take care of this threat.
Right.
The Emperor's back. He's the worst threat. Where the fuck's happening over there means nothing. The Emperor's back, you dummy. Get the fuck back here and help.
Yeah.
Like, they called in everybody. Lando called in everybody. Where the fuck were you?
Where were you? Right.
I didn't see a little spinny ship going anywhere during that little battle.
I don't know how her species ages. I truly don't know. So I think they actually age kind of like the same way as humans do. So she
it
would
looks
be the.
Like it.
So if that's the case, then during the Force Awakens stuff, she's the same age or right around the same age. Oh no, she's older than Luke.
Yeah.
So she's got to be, what, like 20 years older than Luke?
More, because she was already like, how old was she in? Before Luke was born, she was already like at least in her teens.
Yeah. Right. So
when she was being taught by Anakin, she was in her young teen, early teens.
Yeah, yeah, no, she absolutely was. So then, by episode four,
Luke's in his 20s.
Right, but when she faces Vader, how old is she? I think she was in her early 20s when she faces Vader.
Yeah.
So she's got to at least 20 years older than Luke.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that they age like the same way because we've seen the progression, right?
Yeah.
So she's 20 years older than Luke. Maybe we don't see her in the 7, 8, 9 because she's already dead.
There is a
like
thing where...
That could be.
You could always look it up because I'm sure somebody has the stats on how long their species lasts. But with the Force, people who are Force sensitive can last a lot longer because the Force keeps them...
I mean, like the angry part of Force can like hail you.
Yeah, no, the Force can help.
Yeah.
So, all right. I mean, but again, so if they wrote it off as she just passed, I'd be okay with it. Like, all right, because, I mean, when you see 7, 8, 9,
yeah.
Luke's old. He's like in his fucking 60s, 70s.
And she's 20 years older than him.
She's 20 years older than he is.
She's got to be like 80, 90.
Yeah, like she ain't running around the galaxy.
My thought process would be if she's that and she's, would she have any thought of coming back and being important to do it? So she was not a noble. She was nothing. She was just off living in a hut somewhere.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. She wasn't part of the rebellion. She wasn't any part of the Republic. She was nothing.
Well, she was just saying, fuck off. I'm
done with all this fighting. I'm done with all this. The New Order can do whatever the fuck they want. I've done with all this bullshit.
Yeah,
I fought these idiots once. It's your turn.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why she left
y'all
the Jedi...
Y'all let them come back again. That's not my problem.
That's on you. I did all this. And then you kicked me out.
Yeah.
Because you thought that I tried to kill somebody. Yeah. You thought that I killed somebody. And when you found out that it wasn't me, it's... Oh, my bad, you're back. And she was like, nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I'm good.
So she buries her lightsaber, says, fuck off, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
If they don't bring her back,
I love her lightsabers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, they're so cool.
They're so cool.
I'm sure there's lore behind them, but I think they're just cool.
Yeah, she stole it back from, who did she, was it Darth Maul? It was somebody, or was it one of the other ones?
No, because she buries her. She buried her lightsabers.
She had the yellow ones.
She had the yellow ones. She buried those.
Yeah, yeah, but then she stole.
And Darth Vader found them.
Yeah, but she took another one from someone else, and basically, when it was a Sith one, and she bled it out the red, and that's why it's white.
That's why it's white, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that's... I don't know. I'd have to look back into it.
Cool.
I just looked it up.
But it is really cool.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it's really rad.
And she looks really cool wielding them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I forget what the style is. There's a style to it. They call it. There's a certain style fighting.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of it is. I had it before we started recording. I forgot.
I mean,
you can look it up. There's a certain style
for a show.
Fighting style, lightsaber fighting style.
For a show, I think it's good. I hope it goes in a better direction. The visuals on it. Now let's get back
Shin
to the
variant of Form 5.
There we go.
Form 5. outside of all like the nitpicky shit that we've done for this whole hour, some of the scenery is really cool.
I love the visuals.
So like, let's talk about like things that like we normally talk about.
The cinematography is wonderful.
So good, man.
Gorgeous.
So that's the thing. Like, her ship is wicked fucking awesome.
I love her ship.
The battles are
awesome. The David Tennant robot.
Pretty cool. So
fantastic.
It's cool to see Chopper in live action too.
It's cool to see Chopper live action.
I had a feeling.
The Siths are fucking awesome. Like the baddies.
Speaking of the Siths and the baddies.
So let's talk about that.
Ray Stevenson. Rest in peace.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Well, I meant,
is that too soon?
He's not with us anymore.
He passed. He lives on with the Force now.
Yes, he will not be in season two.
He lives on the farm now.
Jesus. With my bunny we had when we were a little kid.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
So good. Same happened with me. So I like them. I'm curious to see. No, they're new.
Yay!
So these are new characters. I haven't seen any of them before. I've never seen any of these characters. I've never seen this lightsaber that they had that's kind of like an orange. It's kind of in between. No, if you look at it, it's not like red like.
It's not red like Kylo Ren's was. It's not that bright red. Yeah,
it's almost like an orangish.
Yeah.
I'll take a little peek.
They're
introducing like these new characters.
It's like they're dark side, but not like.
No, like
because he was a Jedi. He was another fallen Jedi
that had lost his way because he didn't.
He didn't believe
in the same shit. He was like, "There's flaws in your Jedi Order, and this is why I can't really fucking follow you guys because there's different things." So he's part of this idealistic thing that it's like it's a different order, but he doesn't want to be the Jedi way anymore.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like
And no bacon. I'm fucking out.
I'm out. So he's kind of changing. Clearly, there's no. He's the master. She's the apprentice.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a fan of hers.
Not a huge fan of her. She's a little stiff for me.
She's not selling me on anything. She looks cool, but she doesn't. There's not much to her. There's not a lot of depth.
I don't feel
there.
She's very menacing.
No, she has like a couple words every episode, and I'm like, you hold
God,
nothing.
She's got kind of that like pissy, angsty teenagery shit going on. For a Sith, but no.
She's just not. She doesn't look like she is like passionate about anything.
She's gonna throw a hissy fit.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's one thing I hated about Kylo Ren.
Like I could see her storming off,
lightsaber and everything. He's just throwing a.
She reminds me of Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren who talks less.
You're fucking running this shit and you're throwing a hissy fit like that. Like what is wrong with you?
I like. That Marek character, the guy with the black shield, the ninja.
Yeah.
Oh, the ninja guy.
So he looks he's got the Inquisitor lightsaber. With the
he's voiced by Sam Warrington, whatever his name is. Yeah, you know who he is.
Oh, the guy from
Yes.
The blue people.
There you go. No, he was he was on one of the WB shows. He was on, I think, Supergirl or whatever. He was like one of the antagonists on that show too. He was like the politician guy, like the political guy. Who was like, then he became like a super soldier or whatever. You've seen this guy. He's been around forever. I don't know why I can't give you some background behind him.
Avatar, the blue people.
Oh, was he on that? I don't know.
You never saw Avatar?
I saw the first one, but I can't stand those movies.
He's the main character. He's the voice of the guy with the black shield.
Which might just be him in the suit. It could just be him doing the thing. But yeah.
That could be.
I was unaware of that. So I do like.
Because he's that mysterious character we might get some reveal on later. As to who he is.
Yeah, and I've seen like a couple different write ups on who it could be, and I'm like, fuck, I hope it's none of those.
I hope it's new.
Yeah, some people are writing off that it's Ezra, and I'm like, no, don't let it fucking be Ezra. That'll suck. Then some people are like, oh, maybe it's Jarrus, and it's like, fuck no, because he's dead, and his spirit has gone. Like, we see that.
Yeah, but why would he be fighting Ahsoka? why would he be fighting for the Empire?
I don't know.
Why would Ezra be
fighting? That's kind of why it would suck.
Like, well, the thing with so Ezra had the during the show, the Rebel show, he had the holocron, the Sith holocron, and he started getting dark. Like, he started using dark powers. He would start to use the dark force. And that's what Darth Maul really wanted him to do. He was almost Darth Maul's apprentice, because Darth was like, yeah, you should use this.
Oh, yeah,
it's so cool. So, again, the Rebels storyline is wicked cool. I love
it. I'll probably watch it after I'm not pissed with this anymore.
Yeah. It's a good watch. Check it out.
Once I've calmed down a little bit.
And when I actually decide I'm going to watch it.
Step back and take a break.
Because I watched, like, the first episode of Rebels, and I was like, oh, I can't do this. Probably because it wasn't the Clone Wars, but I was like, that first episode, I was like...
Converse sticking out of her TV.
I know, right? Fuck. So I did feel, though, it's almost like, it was kind of like too childish after coming off of Clone Wars. The Clone Wars. After watching Clone Wars, I was like, oh, this is kind of like a little clown.
Maybe it's because I have like a prejudice against watching like things that seem like kids shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to watch it. That's why I haven't watched a lot
of the... three-year-old.
It's all in my house. It's why I haven't watched also other shows that are like the superhero shows, like the DC shows that are super really good. I haven't watched them for the same reason. Like, I just have this prejudice. I'm like, I don't...
Mickey Mouse Club, season 1, episode 5, Goofy's Redbird.
No, I was there. Yeah, I was there. Don't worry.
Just checking. Just like, no.
Only real ones have watched Mickey Mouse Club.
That's right. Mickey Mouse Funhouse. There's another one.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Season 3 gets a little dicey.
It does get a little dark.
It's a little dark.
A little cray-cray. All right, how are we doing? Anything else?
Yeah.
You good?
I'm good. I like the show. Oh, what?
Hold on, people. Hold on. Did you not lose control of your car, did you?
I know, right? I like how they're bringing in the fucking Night Sisters.
Yeah.
So, again, I think that's...
Dan Leonardo's daughter. Jesus,
I like kind of where they're going, because they are... The things that they did introduce in the series, they're bringing them to live action. So I really like that. Like, I think that's wicked fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
And this is part of it too, like, during the Clone Wars, like the movie, they never introduced us to Count Dooku's apprentice.
Right.
Because she was badass, and she was involved in all that shit. So that kind of sucks, but I like where they're going.
I have a question. The green one with the tentacle.
Yep.
We don't answer questions here.
No. Hera?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Hera.
She's a kid?
That felt like it was a big thing. He's got green hair.
And I'm like, this is something I definitely don't get.
No, so yeah, he's a halfer. He's half human, half Twi'lek.
Half Hera?
Half Hera.
Okay.
And the father of the child was Jarrus. So
which
he was he's dead.
Was he the one that trained with Ezra?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember you said that earlier.
Yeah, so he was voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr. and the Rebels. So he was in Rebels.
Ah.
He's the captain, so they had a thing and they had a child.
They created this child.
So he dies in the show, but Hera was pregnant with his child.
Oh, okay, got you.
So created I was like, this being walked across the water.
Pretty much. So when he was born, he's a halfer.
Okay, got you. Because I was like, once she was like, he was like, Mom, and
so she didn't have like one
my child.
No.
I was like, okay, this is definitely something I gotta ask you about. Because
So he's half Twi'lek, but he doesn't have the Twi'lek look.
Yeah,
you know,
he's just got green hair.
She's got green hair.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's
no difference.
Yeah. Beast boy.
He's Beast boy.
Nice.
And also the what?
Beast Boy.
But
yeah.
Although he'd be a little more green.
Yeah.
Beast Boy.
I mean, yeah.
I think he's got a green hue. I think that's just the sickly look he got.
Yeah.
So the real life character, the real life actress who plays Hera is married to
Ewan McGregor.
Who played
Obi-Wan.
No way! That's actually so cool. Yeah.
So when they cast her, and I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
That's really cool.
So you have a couple that's literally in the same universe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Also, the space fight that was going on in like the third episode, I thought the space fight was pretty cool. Like the spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
And when Ahsoka like left the spaceship to like
That was kind of fucking stupid.
It was stupid as shit, but Jack, it looked cool.
No, no, it didn't. That was so fucking stupid.
I was wondering
before
we get to this.
Oh my god.
It looked cool, but what a bad decision. Why would you do that?
Because she's a fucking idiot.
It was so funny.
She was distracting her.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Draw more attention to the ship?
That was so stupid. Dude, she was like, I'll be back. I was like, where's she going? I thought she's going to like,
I'm going out,
she's going to pull out a lightsaber, cut a fucking thing. What?
She's doing the Rey. Remember when Rey flipped over Kylo Ren's ship and cut it while it was going
by? Yeah, that's how that would work. I feel like if you start flipping, you just keep
going. Yeah, and she did. That's just like, you got to come get me.
Yeah, so that.
Yeah.
But the reality is she has the Force. Can't she just pull herself back to the ship?
Yeah.
Why not? We saw that.
Leia did it. Remember when she's like half dead and she's like covered in ice and she's like
that was so funny
and she just
funny.
Floats back to the ship because she pulls herself so why doesn't Ahsoka do that?
Because they broke their own rules.
Not the fuck,
because they love
not the fuck
rules.
Why do you need to come get you? Because you have the Force, you just pull yourself back to the escape hatch and get your ass back
in
there.
So what I don't understand is so she was walking on the ship how?
So you don't ever see her use like mag boots. You know what I mean? Like in Star Trek, we have Magnum boots, right? Where you can connect to the ship.
Right.
So you never really see her. She has boots on.
So I get that.
She's out in space. You kind of need that, right? I get that.
But I guess my question is more
activating kind of boots that hold her to the ship. So is she using the Force to hold herself to the ship? What is she doing to hold her ass to the ship?
So when she flips and cuts, like you said, why can't you just turn the fucking boots back on?
Right.
Maybe it's not that strong.
It was kind of far away. She would be kind of far away. I get it. Only, you know, like even
maybe
in Star
magnetic,
Trek,
not
even
gravity,
in Star Trek, you had to be here to kind of pimp and connect you. I get that. I'm fine with that. But she has the fucking Force. There's zero excuse. If Leia, who was like meters, she was like a football field away from the fucking ship because it blew her ass out into space, she half dead pulls herself back to
maybe
the ship.
Maybe she just got lazy.
She can, apparently. She's like, I feel
like
using the Force right now. Come get my ass.
So part of that too,
I'm off. You know what? I'm just really forced out right now. Can you come get me?
I mean, prior to her, how she didn't pull herself, how did she have enough control of whatever the fuck to do the flip?
Because she's a Jedi.
I mean, the moment that you let go, you're just floating.
She's essentially a Jedi, even though she might have done the trials because they kicked her out. She's essentially the level of a Jedi.
She's a fucking Jedi. I'm not taking that away from her. She's a Jedi.
She's got the skills.
She's got the skills.
So she can do it, but not talented enough to get herself back to the fucking ship.
About 5 feet down.
Because you needed that hubris. You needed that joke of like, all right, come get me. Why?
Why?
Fucking
you're like
force
3 feet.
Yourself back to the fucking opening, you dope, ya.
Yeah, I don't. That was so stupid. So
that was dumb.
Actually, kind of pissed me off, to be honest
Honestly, it pissed. I said the same thing to Amy. We watched. I'm like, that's dumb. That doesn't make any sense.
That was really stupid.
And she looks at me. Every time I do that with Amy, she looks at me like, really? Are you trying to make sense of this? I'm like, yes. That's kind of my job. Like, we do the podcast. That's kind of the job. We're trying to make sense
angrily
of what's going on.
Angrily typing notes going like, son of a
standing on the bed, typing in all caps.
Gravity. The Force?
It's like a Force. Leia did it. Why can't she? Pull yourself back to the ship. No, it wasn't like the ship was going anywhere. Like it was getting away from her.
Yeah.
It was right there. It was a couple of yards away, just giving you back.
Another thing I want to bring up, the map sphere thing.
Yeah.
That didn't look that hard to solve.
It really didn't.
It was like, there was like three very clear different sections that you can turn.
Just turn it, yeah.
And the thing that I was like, wait a minute, is it didn't look like if you got it wrong, there would be any consequences.
Yeah, no, just
but no one tried, you know, going like, ah, oh,
like
shit,
a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah, no,
have
I'm
you
done.
Seen those
I'm
guys, those
help.
Kids who can do a Rubik's Cube in like another 3 seconds?
Yeah, that's fuck them.
Did they sit there? You seen it?
Yeah, I have.
It's fucking,
yeah.
What's the world record?
I think it's like 8 seconds.
Small.
No, it's less. It's under seven, I think. Can you find out? Because I saw a thing. It was a kid, like the newest kid.
World record for solving.
But it's a 3x3. A normal Rubik's Cube was 4x4. So 3x3.
3.13 seconds for 3x3.
Oh my god.
Right.
That was the first one that came up.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's
oh,
the
okay,
newest
thanks.
World record. and they can't finish this fucking globe thing, this sphere?
No.
The person can solve a Rubik's Cube in 3.3 seconds. Really? Nobody can solve that fucking thing? Really? Right? They should just give it to one of those kids.
And it's not even... there was three segments, too. It's not even like there was a bajillion. Yeah. Like, you go, turn, 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 turn. All right, I got it.
Yeah, she didn't really take long to do it.
No, she's like, oh, shit, it literally just corresponds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
She turned it a couple of times and it's like lit up like a Christmas
tree.
Like,
it wasn't like going, you know? No. It was like, turn, click.
Right. No, and it's not like, if you turn the wrong way, it goes back.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it doesn't like reset.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, there was no consequence to getting it wrong.
Keep fucking flipping until we figure it out. Hey, look. Yeah. Ta-da!
Like, that wouldn't even take a long time. It's not like one of those, like, oh, like a code pad with, like, four numbers on it. It's gonna take, like, this many hours, days, weeks.
Yeah. I mean,
it was, like, three segments with, like, three options.
Yeah, my son did that to my phone. I had to wait, like, 10 minutes so I could use my phone.
It's,
I wasn't looking. He kept putting in codes. I'm like, shit.
It's not like when Tony Stark pulls up the map of the World Fair, first World Fair, and he realized that the actual design itself was the
atom that he needed.
Yeah, and he was like, wait a minute. He was like, take this out and take that out and take this out. And also he goes, now flip it and reverse it, and son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what my father always had envisioned. It wasn't even that fucking hard.
No.
Like you said.
She removes a few things, steps back, drinks some coffee, goes, hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
You know what?
I got it. You fucking asshole.
You're like, oh shit, the symbols are right there. Let me just put those
the
in.
It's the Trinity.
Oh, you want to look at everything like, you're really just stupid.
I'm going to need help opening this.
Yeah, right.
No, you won't.
No, you're not.
Have you
really
tried?
Not.
But even when she found the sphere, I found it to be a little bit, kind of reminded me of the Fifth Element.
Yes, definitely the Fifth Element, right?
Yeah.
But even that, I was like, that doesn't look that hard.
It was a little Fifth Element and Indiana Jones map room.
Yeah, just didn't seem very different.
It's funny, that was like the first thing I typed in. I was like, that was not hard.
I
probably could have done that. You just play with it a little bit and go, whoops.
Got it.
Oopsie, I opened it.
Oopsie. I know, I feel like that's fair. That's something that you would open on accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the puzzle box.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Oops.
Oh, shit.
I opened up
the gateways to hell. Shit.
I know.
How do I close this thing fucking back up? This was like, there's a map. So
there you go.
But yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Again, I know that I shit on a lot of the things, but there's small things that really just fucking perturb me. And, you know, hopefully it gets better and we get more of this. I mean, it's 8 episodes.
Yeah. It's funny. My sentiments are just like similar as much as I shit on it as well. Yeah. I'm like, I like the show. I just wish I didn't feel so alienated.
Yeah,
you know, but I do like it. You know,
and I think that's the hard thing. It's like you feel alienated because you didn't watch the other ones, but you're like, but I do like it because it's kind of cool.
I'm like, I just wish I was in on the joke. You know,
yeah, you're like, I like it. That was a good joke, I think, but I don't know the beginning of it. Like,
thanks for the punchline, but I don't know the joke.
I like a good inside joke. Hope to be part of the one day.
One of these days, you know.
There it is. All right. Separate topic before we rant on something else. We have our next topic we're going to talk about in a second. Who watched the Dave Portnoy pizza review with the knucklehead from Somerville?
Yep.
Thoughts?
Got it.
Did you watch it?
Oh, did you? Oh, it was great. So that's making the rounds.
Oh, big
time. I'm sorry, the what?
So my buddy actually went to that place.
Yeah.
And he did it. And he was like, yeah, this pizza sucks.
Yeah, the pizza looks like it sucks. Although it gets good reviews, and it did actually get good reviews prior to Portnoy being there. Like, if you go on Yelp, because I did the deep dive, and looked at reviews that were weeks old, months old, prior to him being there, and it had some good reviews.
But I don't know how. Because, where that place is, it's in Davis Square.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things in Davis Square. I don't know how that's lasted.
I don't know the name Dragon Pizza.
So I want to get into that. So
that's a dumb fucking name.
So I want to get into that. Don't you yuck my yum. Don't you take it from me.
Ooh, okay.
Don't you take that from me.
Sounds like a Saturday night special vibe right there.
Don't you take this from me. So the name itself, Dragon Pizza.
Yeah.
It's confusing as fuck.
Oh, big time.
Because I don't know if it's a Chinese food place.
Dragon Pizza.
Or pizza place. And I wrote this on there, and it was like, I don't know if Crab Rangoon or in love sauce is a topping option for this pizza. The pictures that I saw of the pizza looks like shit.
So on their site,
from their site,
their pizza looks horrid. It looks dry and disgusting.
Yeah.
Every option they have, like everything you see on their Instagram, whatever, it looks fucking bad. Looks disgusting.
So going off of that,
their broccoli rob one
looks bad.
None of it. It looks like pizza you've left out for a little while, and it's all dried out. You know, it kind of curls.
Yeah. So my buddy's
cut the edges curl up.
So my buddy, my buddy got it, and he was like, "All right, I'm gonna do this because I'm just a nobody, you know." And he goes, "I'm gonna take a couple bites." He took one bite, and he was like, let me give it another bite. He goes, it's kind of crunchy. It's, you know, it's kind of crunchy. He was like, I like crunch. He goes, not too greasy. Okay. It's hot because I just got it. Like, he just pulled the pie out.
Yeah.
And he goes, and it's hot. And I even commented.
Was the owner there?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. But I go, so I said to my buddy, I go, so wait a minute. The three good things that you just said was crispy, not greasy, and hot. Those are the three basic fucking things for a slice.
Yeah.
So let's get into everything else.
Yeah.
And as he was eating it, he was like, yeah, it's not really flavorful. He goes, there's barely any sauce on it. And all I got was a cheese.
Yeah.
And he, like, you can see, he was like, I don't know if it's the cheese or what. He goes, yeah, I'm gonna give this like maybe like a 5. And that should be like the base, because he said it was hot.
Yeah.
It was crispy and not too greasy. For me, I'm like, that's your base. That's like your basic, that's your baseline of any kind of pizza. I was like, just on those visuals, I'd give it a fucking 3, because that's probably as low as you, that's where you start.
Yeah.
And then you just go up from there. But that Dave Portnoy, I think that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, so did I.
It was good.
I gotta say, and I'm a Portnoy fan, other than his politics, which I don't really fucking like, but I don't really care. I separate that from his pizza videos, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I separate that from the man himself, things like that. However, watching the video, the owner, total dickbag. The whole thing seemed a little staged. When the owner kept kind of egging him on, like he knew if I do this, I'm going to get a lot of publicity.
Yeah.
The way he kept attacking him was like, I'm just going to do this to get this riled up because this will get me a lot of fucking...
And it does.
Absolutely. Hundreds and hundreds of reviews.
Because now people are like, I want to go.
But like,
it's now, funny enough, busier than usual today.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? All because everybody now wants to go check out the shitty pizza.
Exactly. Yeah. And have it out with this guy. But like, it was really weird. But then like, but Portnoy's reaction was a little childish to me. Like, you're a fucking businessman, you probably could have handled it better.
Yeah,
like he immediately hit with the fuck you, the motherfuckers, to the guy. Like,
when
the
guy's like,
the guy comes out, so a little backstory, like he's just out there doing his review, and he gave it like a 6.3 or 6.4 or something like that, so a low review. This was before the owner came out.
Out of what, 10?
Yeah, out of 10. Yeah. So he's what was Dom's name? What was Dom of the Day or something like that?
No, I guess,
something like that. Dom of the Year? Dom of the Year?
Dom of the Year, I think that's what it was.
This guy just like, who was like a rapper, like a local rapper, just slid into the pizza room and would not fucking let up either. He was just like on him like fucking glue.
So he slides in, makes a comment, and then he slides out when they're going back and forth, and then he comes right back in.
Styles down, he comes right back in again. Even Dave's like, I like how he does this. So the owner comes out and he's just like, you know, listen, Eat the pizza and enjoy it like a normal customer, but I don't like what you do. He doesn't appreciate what he does. Like, you know, you're taking one bite and you're judging businesses. Well, first of all, he doesn't just take one bite. That's the gimmick. That he takes
one bite, everyone knows the rules.
He eats fucking many bites out of the pizza, and sometimes he has two slices, especially if he really likes it. He eats the pizza, the crust. He really gets a good, you know, flavor of the pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before he makes any kind of judgment on it. And even ones that he doesn't like this one even, it was just too Parmesan-y. Like, he didn't like the lot of Parm on it. And it was floppy. But he'll say that. He's like, yeah, it's a 6.4, but like, if you like Parm, if you like this, is your pizza. It's just not my kind of pizza. Like, you know what kind of pizza he likes. He likes the crispy. He likes the Connecticut. He likes it. So you know that. Like, this is just not my kind of pizza. But if you like this, you'll love this fucking pizza. But he makes pizza restaurants. Like, he gave $50 million. He raised $50 million for pizza restaurants during the pandemic.
Wow.
And he just don't, because that's what he does, right? So he's done all this stuff. And this guy just, like, comes in, flies out, right? And he's like, I don't like what you do. Boom, he goes out. He comes back, and he's just like, maybe I didn't make this clear. He's like, move on. He's like, basically, get off my sidewalk. And Dave's like, you know what? Fuck you. This is not your sidewalk. You can't tell me where to go.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's right. It's a public sidewalk. You can't tell him to move along. He can stand out there, make a fucking video about your pizza rot, yeah, all he wants. It's a public sidewalk. You can call the police, and the police can look at you and go, yeah, it's a public sidewalk. He can do this if he wants to. He can video. He can talk. It's a public sidewalk. You can't tell him to move. Sorry. The guy was just a douche. But my problem was Dave just gave it back to the guy, like, you know, just the wrong way. You could, it just, it turned it into this yelling match.
Yep.
And they're swearing at each other and all this bullshit. I'm like, dude, you could have been the bigger man and stuck it to the guy.
No, no, but then...
No, you still got to give it to the guy. You still got to stick it to the guy and put him in his place.
But then it doesn't get as many hits as it did. It was childish on both ends. I mean, what kind of fucking business... So the business owner comes out and was like, you're ruining small businesses. That's what made Dave go, dude, I fucking made $50 million for small business. What do you mean? Because the guy was like, you destroy small businesses. You're not...
Like, I hate 100% of what you do.
So.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, yeah. And he's wearing like the Star Wars shirt that was literally like six sizes too small.
Too small.
He's like, yeah, and you're fat and you're wearing a shirt that's six sizes too small.
He's like, go get another fucking shirt. Go get another
shirt. Right, fatso? Yeah. Just rip it into the guy.
So the back and forth was childish, but that's exactly what it was supposed to be. Like, whether it was staged or not, whatever. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
You know, and it made people, like you said, Mila, I mean, if people don't like it, now people are definitely going there to see if it's true or not. My brother Steve did the same day.
A paper plate on the window says, we don't want to talk about it. We're only serving slices.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy's been on Instagram.
The guy, like, he started it first. Like, he started, like, talking about how he kicked Dave Portnoy out of his restaurant. Just completely lying about the whole incident. Like, how he, you know, he won and all this bullshit. Before the review came out, he decided to put it on his Instagram.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy was like,
And then the evidence came out.
Then the evidence came out. Everybody's like, what are you fucking talking about,
dude?
You
didn't kick him out. He was already out there.
He was outside, and you didn't kick him off your sidewalk. He was there for quite a while after you tried to get him to move.
Yeah.
Taking pictures and talking. It was funny. So that's, anyway, I just thought we'd talk about that for a second.
Yeah, that's been making
a lot of news.
Yes.
All right. That's Ahsoka.
That's Ahsoka.
All right.
That's
thank you, Mila.
Episodes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
All right. And maybe we'll see later. All right, gang. We'll see. We love Bruno. We miss you.
Oh, my.
Oh, why is it going to be that way?
Womp, womp, womp.